It's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Oh, it's great to have Mac and Gatos on the program. Mm-hmm. Coming up in about 15 minutes, former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer will stop by. And the big question, did she like what Trump was doing separating the families? We're going to ask her that question, but I mean, really, we've been talking about the breaking news all day. Trump does a 180. It's pretty shocking, man. It is shocking that he is actually, I don't think he came around because he thought the seeing the children cry, I don't think it got to him. And I'm not going to be real nice to Trump, and he doesn't deserve it.
He mentioned it last night during a meeting with House GOP leaders.
He said crying babies doesn't look good politically.
But that doesn't mean he had compassion.
No.
Exactly.
He was getting crushed by this horrible, horrible policy. Very few people agreed with him. The guy was on an island almost all by himself on this one. And today, President Trump officially signs an executive order to keep families together at the U.S.-Mexico border. Let me put a couple things to bed here, and then we can move on to some of the other, like, does Trump deserve credit for actually doing this? All right, hold on. First of all, this was never a Democratic law that he kept talking about. I'm following a law that was put on the books by a Democrat.
There's nothing I can do about it.
It is a lie. There is no Democratic law. He was lying to you. Also, he said Congress needs to change it. Congress is the only one that could make it right. That's a lie, too. Congress didn't have to do anything. Trump signed an executive order today to keep the families together. He didn't even have to do that.
Didn't have to do it.
He didn't have to sign anything. All he had to do was say, we're not doing it anymore, and it's gone. Because we told you for days, Donald Trump, with the snap of his fingers, could change this policy. And he didn't until today.
So is it over?
Of course it's not over.
Nope, it's not over at all.
Well, what happened today, it doesn't affect any of the families that have already been separated.
These are thousands of children. In this executive order, there is no plan to reunite those who have already been taken.
Right.
There is no plan to put back what was done. There is no plan. There's nothing in the executive order saying that it will never happen again. There's nothing in this executive order that says it cannot happen again because... And the reason I bring that up is that a senior Justice Department official has said that unless Congress or the court does something, the government can only detain families together up to 20 days. Mm-hmm. Now, in order to go through the process of asylum, it's going to take a lot longer than 20 days. So we may be talking about this 20 days from now, or the president might have to come back and say, hey, look, I'm sorry. The executive, or he keeps writing executive orders, which he does not have to do.
Right.
But this is far from over, and the impact is far from over. So when you ask, should the president be given any credit, the answer is no.
No.
Absolutely not. He not only stepped in it, he fell face first in it, and now is trying to scramble to keep his head above the crapulence that he has basically brought on himself.
This was a crisis of his own making.
Yep.
And it totally backfired on Trump. He wanted to be tough. He wanted to use the kids as a negotiating ploy to get his wall.
Did he get that yet?
And it did not work.
Nope.
It did not work. I'm all for giving him, you know, part of a wall somewhere. I mean, you can always improve border security. But Trump did not anticipate the public outcry. And the one thing, the only thing that's good in this story, okay, is this. It was the American people who made this happen. We didn't need Congress to get us out of this barbaric policy.
Yeah, they can't come in and say, hey, we rescued the children.
Because Congress will never, ever do their job. They'll never come in riding the white horse. And they say, no, it was the American outrage. We don't want to live in a country that does this. And I'll tell you, this is never going to go away for Donald Trump because this is his Katrina. When George Bush botched Katrina, with help, by the way, he wasn't all alone. They had the governor of Louisiana and the mayor, who's terrible.
Right.
The difference is George Bush did not create the hurricane that put New Orleans underwater. He butchered everything after
the
it.
The response.
Donald Trump put this into motion.
Right.
By himself.
Right.
There wasn't a hurricane on the horizon.
And
Donald Trump created his own hurricane And look what happened.
And once again, unprepared. I mean, you cannot give somebody credit for doing, quote unquote, the right thing when they did the wrong thing to begin with. Now, you can say you learned your lesson, but I don't even know if this guy learned his lesson.
Because I don't think he did.
There are still unintended consequences that are going to come out of this that we are going to hear about for maybe perhaps years.
Lawsuits, children that haven't been found.
Parents saying, where are my kids?
Right.
Or parents saying that my kid was either killed or injured or you
lost.
Did something. Right, right. So, I mean, this it did not have to happen at all. He set these dominoes in you know, tumbling down. And now by saying, hey, I can't stand seeing these images as well. I've got compassion, so I'm going to do the right thing. Dude, you can't do the right thing when you claimed doing the right thing. And you were adamant 24 hours ago, too.
And when they signed it, Secretary Nielsen.
Thank you, sir, for your leadership.
Thank you very much. Great job.
Oh,
great job.
Oh, thank you for your leadership.
I don't know which one's worse. Thank you for your leadership or great job. Great job, Brownie.
Wow.
This is his Katrina, man. This is bad. This has been bad.
This isn't leadership.
No. No.
This is a capricious, petulant child trying to get what he wants, which is a wall, and doing it by horrific means, and then going, you know what? This isn't working out. Let me change. Oh, hold on. I know you're yelling at me. Let me change. Let me change it, and everything will be fine. No. No, it's not fine.
He has created two of the biggest presidential disasters in recent history. I mean, Charlottesville was atrocious. Separating kids from their parents, atrocious. I mean, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in the next election. I don't even want to get into that because the thing that I keep going back to is that this is not a good guy. We all know that. But that doesn't mean he hasn't done some good things. He has done some good things.
But boy, that's overshadowed by all this.
It's hard. It is. It's hard to remember the good after he falls so hard on the bad. But he has done a few good things for sure. But the Charlottesville and the separating of the kids, it just makes it hard for you to root for the guy. I want to see him do well.
Or to actually praise him for doing something that does turn out like tax reform or North Korea.
North Korea,
it's hard to praise him.
And that's the thing. It's like you get to the top of the wave with North Korea and you prove, wow, you got something. I mean, you're not a great guy. You're very unconventional, but man, you got something. And I really think he's going to figure out North Korea. And then the next week, he comes up with this and lies about it, why he's doing it, why he can't get out of it. And you almost forget everything that he did that was pretty good because his bad is so bad. It's so bad.
Right.
All right.
And again, this is not over because there is a judicial statement that basically says you cannot keep kids with their parents for more than 20 days in federal custody. So he did. I'll go out on a limb and say he did absolutely nothing today. We're going to be talking about this in 20 days.
Of course. Of course. He is not, he did not come in and save the day today.
Mm-mm.
At all. Coming up next, Trump reverses course. He signs the executive order ending family separation at the border. Is he claiming victory? We're also going to ask Trump supporter Jan Brewer coming up in just a second. Was she ever on board with President Trump's policy to separate the kids from their parents? Next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Earlier today, a shocking, shocking development in the zero tolerance policy by the Trump administration. The president actually reversed his policy of separating families who have come to this country illegally. He signed an executive order today and said it's about keeping families together while at the same time being sure we have a very powerful, very strong border. Joining us now to talk about this is the former governor of Arizona, Mac and Gatos political insider, Governor Jan Brewer joins us. Governor, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing good.
So, Governor, were you on board with the president's policy separating children from their parents?
Well, you know, I'm on record of saying that something has to be resolved, and certainly it was a heartbreaking thing to see. I am very happy. I am absolutely delighted that he signed the executive order, and now the devil's all in the details.
So while it was going on, were you pulling your hair out like the rest of us, though? Because,
well,
I mean...
Well, of course, yeah. Yes. You know, I think that everybody was concerned about the situation. Not that it hadn't happened before, but it was such massive coverage and so many kids. It was breaking your heart.
I think the interesting thing, Governor, though, is like you are such a Trump supporter and have been from the very beginning. And even staunch conservatives and Trump supporters were hating this.
They were. I mean, it's difficult. I mean, we have, and President Trump has a heart. He said that when he signed the executive order, that he indeed didn't like the sight of families being separated. And so he was also moved, and he did what I believe was the right thing to do. The bottom line, though, in regards to all of this, is that our border needs to be secured so we are not faced with these kinds of issues. And now we're up against other issues that are going to have to be resolved in the next few days. This really tangles the whole issue up in concept, because you've got the Flores v. Rios situation that she's going to have to sign off on whether he can do this or not, because she's the one that sent the decree down saying you could only keep them for 20 days. Well, if they're going to keep these children with their parents until they are adjudicated, it's going to be longer than 20 days. And just so many things, guys, go through my head about, like, how are they going to house these kids? I know Secretary of Defense Mathis says they can use military bases. How are they going to transport them in units to get them to these bases, these facilities? The airlines, they don't want to transport anymore. They're on record saying they're not going to transport immigrant children on their planes.
Right.
I mean, there's just so many issues that we have to wait to see at the end of the line how this all plays out.
Former Governor Jan Brewer, Mac and Gatos Political Insider, joins us after earlier today, the breaking news. Trump has reversed course and has signed an executive order to keep families together who come here to this country illegally. Governor, I was shocked. I really was. I thought that this would continue even maybe into September, October for the midterms. Why do you think he reversed course so soon?
I think there were a lot of prayers for a solution, and I think that God has answered those prayers. This is the right thing to do. I think that he was touched. But what I've heard is that his wife, Melania, and Ivanka agreed that this was a horrible, horrible crisis.
Don't you think somebody in that administration would have said, hey, the blowback on this is too much?
It was a blinking game. There's no doubt about it. Who's going to blink first? Is it going to be the liberal left, or is it going to be the president of the United States? Well, he did. He blinked. He understood the dynamics of it. He understood the politics of it. He did what was the right thing to do, and I hope he gets the credit for it.
There is no way I can give Trump any credit for what he did today.
He allowed it to happen in the first place.
He knew what was going to happen. He allowed it to happen. He lied about it and said it was a Democratic law. Governor, there's no law. There is no law in the books by the Democrats that said separate parents from children.
I'm not entirely sure of that.
I'm sure.
Well, I'll agree to disagree with you on that. I believe that there is a law that says that the children have to be separated. Why else would have they done that? Why would have Obama done that? Why would have it been done under Bush if it wasn't a law?
There isn't a law. There never was a law because, Governor, if there was a law, Trump couldn't have changed it today. He couldn't have signed an executive order to change the law.
Well, and there's a very good possibility, gentlemen, that there will be an injunction filed against him by doing this executive order. That's another thing.
Now, who would file that?
This is just playing out. You watch. I bet there will be an injunction filed by somebody.
But who would, you mean like a congressman or a private person?
Who knows? Anybody can file an injunction. And here we go. We start going down that path. But I think that there's a possibility that an injunction will be signed.
Governor Jan Brewer is joining us, Mac and Gatos Political Insider. This is an interesting part of the story. I think that several prominent women helped get Trump to change his mind. Ivanka, Mrs. Trump, Mrs. Bush, Mrs. Obama, Mrs. Carter. I kind of hate to say this, Hillary Clinton.
Well, she's a former First Lady.
She is a former First Lady. There were several women that came out, high profile, and at least led, saying, you know what, this is the wrong way to go. What are your thoughts on
Agreed. That? Agreed. I believe that it was people stepping up and calling for a solution to this situation. And with a lot of those people, you know, they still want our border secured. They want some type of comprehensive immigration platform enacted by our Congress, but they weren't going to sit by idly. And it had an effect. It worked. I mean, and it was the right thing to do. I don't have any qualms with it whatsoever at all. I agree totally. This was the right thing to do. But it doesn't mean that in the next 2 or 3 days that this is all going to fall down perfectly clear. I hope that they can move forward and that they can find facilities for these families. I hope they can find transportation to get them to those facilities. And it's going to cost a lot of money to move. How many people are we talking about? 10,000 people?
Former Governor Jan Brewer joins us.
You've endorsed Martha McSally on the Republican side for Senate. If you look at the three Republicans, Martha McSally was kind of neutral on this. She said she would prefer a different outcome. But if you look at Joe Arpaio and Kelly Ward, they supported the policy of the president. There aren't many people that support the policy of the president.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio and Kelly Ward will now pivot and support the president of the United States.
Wait, what do you mean by that, though? Pivot? They supported
the... say that he did the right thing.
That he took the kids away from their parents?
No,
in the first place,
the right thing. That he did the right thing today.
Oh, I see.
Signing the executive order.
I see.
But
okay.
How can they say that he did the right thing today if he was right yesterday by separating the parents from the kids?
Oh boy,
you can't have it both ways.
In politics, they want to. Now we've used the word. What is it? Evolve.
That's why you were a great politician, I'll tell you that. Former Governor Jan Brewer, Mac and Gato's political insider. She knows all the buzzwords.
She does.
She can predict the future.
That's right.
Former Governor, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Governor Jan Brewer, every Wednesday with Mac and Gato's. Trump needed a moral reckoning. I said that yesterday. I'm glad that Melania and Ivanka gave it to him. But don't think that he said, oh, this is terrible. I can't take it anymore.
I had no idea this was going to happen this way.
Kids being taken from their families. It hurts me. No, it hurts him politically. That's what he didn't like. It was a disgusting week.
Yeah.
At the White House.
And it's going to continue. I mean, the fallout from this is going to be felt for a while.
Coming up next, we're going to get traffic with Detour Dan. We're keeping our eye on a vote. I know, pretty boring, but could the vote mean that light rail goes bye-bye?
Yeah, light rail could be dead in Phoenix.
You know, I don't like light rail.
I've heard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, President Donald Trump just finished up would you call it a campaign event?
It was definitely
a rally.
Yeah, I'd call it a rally.
It was in Minnesota. It was a big crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Before he spoke at the venue, he had all the children separated from their parents.
Wow. And everybody cheered.
Yeah,
they thought it
was great.
See you, Junior.
This is terrific.
Boy, I love this man.
Just take him.
Yeah.
We've been keeping our eye on light rail. Now, I don't know if you know this. I don't like it.
It's not profitable. It has only made certain cities worse as far as crime, as far as urban blight.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sold to a lot of cities as, hey, this is the wave of the future. Well, guess what? The future comes crashing down when you talk about using a train to push to get people from point A to point B.
Old technology. Yes, some people use it. A lot of times homeless people get on the light rail.
That's not going to make it profitable.
No, it's not, to keep cool. And there have been, you know, studies done that there are crimes where some of the drop-off points for light rail. So South Phoenix says we don't want it.
South Phoenix is battling now, and the City Council of Phoenix is meeting right now, and there's been ongoing discussion of whether or not to extend. And this is only 5.5 miles. We're not talking about, you know, to another city. It's just to extend it further south, and South Phoenix businesses are saying, no, we don't want it, keep it.
Well, it'll ruin our business.
Right, it'll
put
us out of business.
You're going to tear the streets up right around my restaurant, right around whatever business you have, and no one's going to want to come anywhere near it. Where do you want to go where major construction is going?
Well, we saw that on Central Avenue in Uptown.
Right. And businesses went out of business.
Right.
So I guess they've been meeting, the Phoenix City Council, they've been meeting since like 2:30 on this.
Right. And so
what
far it's three pro, three con.
Oh.
Whether or not to give that portion of light rail to South Phoenix. Mm. So they're tied right now, three pro, three con. And the crowd continues to interrupt, and you know, people, obviously South Phoenix doesn't want it. But remember, Glendale didn't want it either.
No.
Glendale said, we don't want it in our city. And you would think Glendale would say, please, come on out to Westgate, bring more people out here to the outlets and to the stadiums and the arena. They didn't want it.
They shouldn't.
Again, it's something that it had its time. It in the modern era, was never profitable. And it's a boondoggle for most cities. Doesn't make any money. It costs money. And so now what the Phoenix City Council should do is they should seriously consider taking light rail and removing it from certain places. Because
yeah.
I understand keeping it around ASU. I understand, you know, college kids using it, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But to say that we are a mass transit town, we aren't. We're not built like a Chicago or New York. We're not like that.
So it's a 3-3 vote at the Phoenix City Council.
So far.
If you were forced to. Would you want to go to a Phoenix City Council meeting for like 4 hours or go see Gotti?
I'd go see Gotti.
Travolta's new film.
At least I'd get some entertainment
Zero
out of that.
Zero on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, it's so bad it's good, I'd laugh.
I don't know. You think it's so
Wait,
bad
just
it's
laugh
good?
At his hair. I mean, his hair is ridiculous in that movie.
Is it ridiculous?
Oh, it's ridiculous. It absolutely is ridiculous in that movie. Are you kidding me?
So you're choosing Gotti over Phoenix City Council?
Hey, at least I'm in air conditioning. And it's not a bunch of hot air. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
See what I did there? All right, Chad.
Why do you have to say you see what I did there? That's where you ruined the joke.
Oh, you've never pointed out when you're funny?
I'm always funny. I was just funny a second ago.
There
did you see
go.
That?
Until next time.
It's great to have Mac and Gatos on the show.